You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. I'm your host, Connor Coulson. This is Minute 61. This minute begins with Vickers examining the map, and ends with Yannick saying, "Hey Vickers, I was just wondering." This is going to be a very short minute, I'm afraid. There's just not a lot going on here. And you might be wondering, well, why didn't I read the script in this minute? And I would say to that, I should have, but I didn't think of that. But it's my show and I'll do what I want. Yannick claims the accordion belongs to Stephen Stills, and later he sings Love the One You're With. By the way, that song's much better than I remembered it. I find it unlikely that this is the kind of pop culture they'll be consuming a century from now, but maybe this is a new classical music, or he's just into music from this era. But, I mean, I had to look it up. I was only vaguely aware of the reference, and I was born in the 90s. We see this a lot in science fiction. Like on the Orville, characters seem to love culture of the 20th and 21st century. Ultimately, it's shorthand for the audience to relate to. If they use something futuristic and fictitious, these references don't work. If Yannick referred to some made-up musician, what's the point? As it stands, we now have an understanding of his cultural interests. Would that have been conveyed as effectively with just the accordion alone? Unlikely. It's too vague in and of itself.
You know, if you want to get laid, you really don't have to pretend to be interested in the pyramid scan. I mean, you could just say, hey, I'm trying to get laid.
I could say that, right? But then it wouldn't make sense why I would fly myself a half a billion miles from every man on Earth if I wanted to get laid, would it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted about how inaccurate this is, but come on, she's just pulling random numbers. She wasn't trying to be accurate. I like Tyson, and I get these tweets are meant to be educational and inspire discussion, but they can be a little pedantic sometimes. To quote, Prometheus goes 35 light years into space, but Charlize Theron gaffes, we're a half a billion miles from Earth, just past Jupiter. Which, that's interesting and all, but not really relevant. Thanks, Dr. Tyson. Vickers is laughing as Yannick flirts. She seems genuinely amused, not offended. There's something in the air tonight. Everyone seems to have sex on the mind. We've got these two, and somewhere else in the ship, Holloway and Shaw are going at it. And no, I'm not saying anything about Milburn and Finefield. Dirty. Dirty mind. I wonder if there was any deeper meaning behind this choice. Obviously, Holloway and Shaw doing the sex is significant to the plot, but with Yannick and Vickers, it just seems like a moment of levity. These characters are all trapped in a storm, so it's the perfect situation for them to get to know each other better. Plus, these are the last few moments before things start to ramp up and the horror begins. It's definitely a storytelling trope. You need these quieter moments. Vickers is about to walk away, so Yannick employs a new strategy. He gets up, and he's about to ask if she's a robot, but that's not until the next minute. In the Paradise script, her reaction goes like this. Vickers blinks. She can't tell if she's offended or amused, which is pretty much Yannick's point. This has been his way with her from the start. He knows her type, she's used to having all the power and control. So to find a man who is confident and unintimidated is probably a novel experience to her. And not the way some people get where they are intimidated and try to belittle the other person so they feel better. But no, he's just genuinely a chill guy, and rank or status or class doesn't matter to him. We're all people. I think Yannick serves his purpose in the plot, but because it's Idris Elba, I would be very happy to have more of him. Speaking of which, we see their relationship develop further in a deleted scene after Vickers kills Charlie, but it's way too early to discuss that in depth just yet, but I will say it's a shame they cut it, because that's more Charlize, more Idris. What more could you want? So everyone is accounted for, except for David. I wonder where he is and what he's up to right now. Having completed all his current assignments, I like to think he's just sitting, staring at a wall, doing nothing. Kind of reminds me of Dan Stevens in the movie The Guest. He just goes into standby mode. I highly recommend that movie if you haven't seen it, by the way. And not just because it's a rad synthwave movie, but Stevens plays a character named David, who kind of looks and acts a little like David, except with a southern accent. Alright, that about covers it. This is Coulson, signing off. You can find me on TravianDesigns.com, TRAVIAN, or Prometheus by a Minute on Facebook. And I think I might just have met my 5-minute minimum for this episode, maybe?